Men of God don't do things like some of us do things. That's like that Catholic guy. He wanted to be used of God mightily. So he's praying, Lord, I want to be used of you. I want to see you do something wonderful. And so one day he's getting ready to go to church. He'd been praying this for several days. He's getting ready to go to church, and the Lord, he went down and sat down. And as he sat down, he looked over, and there was a woman sitting over there on the other side. He said, you see that woman over there you're looking at? Yes, Lord. He said, go over there and slap her in the face as hard as you can slap her. God, I rebuke you, devil. See, that doesn't sound like God, does it? He said, this is not the devil. This is God. I told you to go over and slap that woman in the face as hard as you can slap her. He said, Lord, if I were to slap that woman, they'd throw me out. He said, you going to obey me? He said, Lord, I can't. Well, he didn't. So we go through the service. He gets about halfway through it, and God says, you going to go over and slap that woman in the face or not? He said, no, Lord, I can't do that. But he waited until the service was nearly over, just closing out the service. And he said, now then, are you going to go over and slap her in the face like I said or not? Oh, God, okay, God, I'll do it. So he gets up and walks over and says, ma'am, I know you ain't going to understand what I'm going to do, but please forgive me before I do this, but God told me to do this. Bam! Reached up and slapped her right in the face. The woman fell off the bench. She got up and she said, oh, my goodness. She said, oh, praise God, I'm free. She said, I was just thinking as soon as this service is over, I'm going outside, I got a 38 in the car, I was going to blow my brains out. And she said, you just knocked some sense into me. Isn't that something? Do you think God knows what he's doing? Now, when he tells you to do something, it may not be exactly what you think, but if you know you heard God, are you on safe ground doing what he said? Yeah, if God tells you to do something, you're on safe ground. Very rarely will he tell you to do something like that. But he's told me a few times, and when he does, you just do what he says, and you get to see his glory. Now then, let's go to Isaiah 53. We'll start with verse 4 and 5. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, under the old covenant. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Surely he has borne our griefs. You know what the word there in Isaiah 53, 4 that says borne our griefs, you know what that translates to in English in many translations? He has borne our disease or our sickness. Disease or sickness. So surely he has borne our griefs or our diseases and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And when we got to that next one there where he says, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, the word sorrow there, you know what that translates into English? Pain. So we could say, surely he has borne our disease and carried our pain. He was wounded for our transgressions in verse 5. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. When Jesus went to the cross, he healed you by the beating he took on the cross. Amen. Isn't that awesome what he's done for us? Then I want us to go to Matthew 8, 16 and 17 and see what under the new covenant, that same set of verses we talked about in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, I want you to see what Matthew 8, 16 and 17 says. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, demon-possessed, demonized people. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities or our pain and bare our sickness. There it is. Same thing written in Matthew 8, 16 and 17, or Matthew 17, that's written in Isaiah 53, 4, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. If Jesus took your infirmities and bare your sicknesses on the cross, did he want you to be sick? No. Did he want you to carry them? No. Did he want you to disobey him? No. No, he didn't want none of that. He wanted you to obey him. Now let's go to 1 Peter 2, 21 through 24, and let's see what these scriptures say. 1 Peter 2, 21 through 24. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you believe it's possible to fall and walk in Jesus' steps? How many of you believe you can? Okay, if you don't believe you can, you're calling him a liar. Because he's saying, this is what I want you to do. Follow in my steps. Most of us think, I'm just an unworthy sinner saved by grace. I can't do that. As long as you think like that, you can't. You have to get rid of that negative thought and start saying, if Jesus said it in his word, then I can do it. You see where I'm coming from? If Jesus said it, hey, if Thurman said it, that's one thing. But if Jesus said it, that's another thing, isn't it, brother? Can me and you do what the king said? Yes, we can, I guarantee it. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. And here is the example. Who did no sin? Now, is that going to be a good one? Is that going to be a pretty good test? Is that going to be a real test of you to walk totally holy and obedient to God's word and do what he says and everything? Is it? How about you, brother? Is it going to be a test? Do you believe you can do it? I do. I believe I can. Well, you know, one of the things God told us, and I have this question asked me all the time. Well, if God says that you're to do everything I tell you and there's to be no sin, then he told you, Thurman, you are to love your wife like Christ loved the church. Do you love your wife like Christ loved the church? I asked you that question. Oh, I got to love her like Christ loved the church? Is that going to be a good one? You know, these women, they ain't too easy to live with, are they? Oh, goodness gracious. That we can do it, though, right, guys? If God told us to do it, can we do it? Yes, we can. He didn't say it was going to be easy, but he said you can. So you need to work diligently on loving your wife like Christ loved the church. And, I mean, you really need to work hard at it. Then he says to the women, he says to the woman is to submit to the husband in all things. Now, that's a tough one. I've told that in a lot of churches around the country, and I've had some women come to me and say, if you think I'm going to submit to my husband in all things, you got another thing coming. You know, I said, well, you know, you ain't going to, I said, is there all kinds of hell going on in your house? Is your children, in an uproar? And is there sickness and disease among your children? Oh, yeah, but what's that got to do with it? 1 Samuel 15:23. I want you to see this. 1 Samuel 15:23. We'll come back to here in just a minute. 1 Samuel 15:23. You got to see this. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. And do you know, if you're not in submission to your husband, you're in rebellion to God. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because you have not rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected you from being king. And when we live in rebellion, he afflicts our children. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Let me tell you, ladies, it don't pay good dividends to be stubborn and an idolater. It don't pay good dividends. It will hurt you. It will hurt your children. I mean, I see this all the time. Everywhere we go, I have people that are having problems with their children. You know, the children, they will not obey. You can't get them to do what's right. They're sleeping around. They're pregnant. They're out of wedlock. They're doing all kinds of things. And some of them got kids big enough to be rebellious themselves. You know, and all kinds of hell is going on in the home. And when they start asking me, what can I do for my child? I said, are you submitting to your husband in all things? No. I said, there's your problem. They don't want to hear that. What do you mean, obey my husband? I said, well, I didn't write the book, ma'am. God wrote the book. Do y'all know that? Who wrote the book? These things we're teaching come right out of the book. I said, now, if you're not doing it, God says you're in rebellion and there's witchcraft and all these forms of evil in your house. So I said, these demons are having a heyday in your house. I said, now, if you want peace, you're going to have to do it God's way. You're going to start submitting to your husband. Your husband's going to have to start loving you like Christ loved the church. And you two are going to have to get in God's Word and spend time with Him and be in His Word and do what He says and love Him and worship Him and praise Him and thank Him. I said, when you do that, if you do it over a little period of time, I don't know how long it'll take. It's different with different people. But I said, as long as you do it and keep doing it, I said, eventually God will come in there. He will forgive you. He will restore you and your family, and He will bring all your children back home, and there'll be peace in your home. And I've seen this happen over and over and over. The man is to be the spiritual head of the house. And like Cheryl told me, she learned this lesson the hard way. You know, when we got married 6 years ago, a little over 6 years ago, she knew she had to submit to her husband because she'd heard it taught. So she told me, she said, now, honey, you'll have to bear with me. She said, I have never submitted to a man in my life. She said, I guess that's why I couldn't stay married. You know, here she is, a very attractive young lady, but she can't stay married because she's not submitting to a husband. Of course, she never had a husband that loved her like Christ loved the church either. And so, you know, she does what she wants to. She said, you'll have to be patient with me, and I will do the best I can to submit to you in everything. Well, she was trying. She was working at it. And one night, we went to bed. We were laying there about 1 o'clock in the morning, and she reached over and punched me and said, honey, you got to pray for my stomach. I said, what's wrong? She said, I've got a burning fire in my stomach. And she said, I said, how long you had it? She said, about 2 days. I said, 2 days? I said, why in the world did you wait 2 days to tell me? Why didn't you tell me the first day it happened so I could have prayed for you? Well, she said, well, I'm praying for myself. I said, woman, what do you not understand? Wife, submit to your husband in everything. What do we not understand about that? Wife, submit to your husband in all things. She said, well, all things. I said, honey, that's what he said. I said, so ask him to forgive you. She said, I just been praying for myself. And I said, you see what you got? Nothing. I said, what you're doing, you're trying to go around your priest to get to Jesus. I said, Jesus has a line of order. He has the wife, he has the children, the wife, the husband, Jesus, and then the Father. And I said, no man can come to the Father in heaven except he go through Jesus. Y'all know that? You can't go to God the Father and ask God the Father to get a prayer answered.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Miracles Are Available to Us, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.